A meeting in the war room in a little while, situation room, as some people call it. So we're going to meet. We're going to see. We're in the midst of it. It's a terrible thing. I hate to see it. I hate to see all that death. So much death and destruction. But death primarily is what I hate to see.
Does that mean you haven't made a decision yet on what to do?
I have ideas as to what to do, but I haven't made a final. I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change. I mean, especially with war, things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other. War to Josh, he's a very good friend of mine. But with that being said, I would say right now, Israel, from the standpoint of winning a war, is doing pretty well. Yeah, please.
Turning Point USA, sir.
Well, they're very good. Turning Point.
Mr. President, in your meeting today with the Chief of Staff of the Pakistani Army, did you talk about Iran? Did that come up? Is there anything you can share from that meeting?
Yeah. Well, they know Iran very well, better than most. And they're not happy about anything. It's not that they're bad with Israel. They know them both, actually, but they're probably, maybe they know Iran better. But they see what's going on, and he agreed with me. Yeah. Well, I don't want to get involved either, but I've been saying for 20 years, maybe longer, that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I've been saying it for a long time. And I think they were a few weeks away from having one. And they had to sign a document. I think they wish they signed it now. It was a fair deal. And now it's a harder thing to sign, you know. It's a lot of water over the dam. But, you know, it's very, I say it very simply, Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. Too much devastation. And they'd use it, you know, I believe they'd use it. Others won't use it, but I believe they'd use it. So that's it. It's very simple, as far as I'm concerned. They can't have a nuclear weapon. So happy. There was a deal that two smart people.
For the possibility of an Iran deal, is the destruction or the dismantling of the Fordow Nuclear Enrichment Center, is that a prerequisite for a deal? Is that a red line for you?
No, it's just something that people talk about having. We're the only ones that have the capability to do it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do it at all. Yeah, we have the best military equipment in the world. You see that with this fight. We have planes that are undetectable, flying around like, you know, nobody's able to see him stealth. You guys want to be stealthy tonight. You know, you can be stealth, you'll never lose, right? But these are incredible planes and weapons. We have the best weapons in the world, by far. Nobody close. And we're certain countries take advantage of that. Israel has incredible weaponry. So we'll see what happens. I have not, I've been asked about it by everybody, but I haven't made a decision.
Mr. President,
you have to think about that one.
You talked earlier today about having daily conversations with Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Yeah.
How have those conversations weighed on you in terms of getting more involved? He's been lobbying for the U.S. to get more involved. Has that had an impact in kind of your evolution, sir?
Look, we talk, and I'd like to see everything done. I would have preferred having just an agreement, a strong agreement, you know, verifiable agreement. But it was such a shame. They were so close. You know, Iran was very close to signing what would have been a very good agreement for them. And maybe that could still happen, I guess, you know. They do want to come and see us. They want to see me in the White House. That's a big statement. But it's very late.
Is it enough of a statement to hold off getting...
We're going to see what happens. Look, we're going to see what happens. Ending it as soon as you can would be good.
Have you closed the door on meeting with them?
No.
Okay, so it's still open to them coming here in Europe?
Yeah, I mean, they asked if they could come. We'll see if that happens. It's not that easy for them to come. They can't get out. You know, they're in Iran, and in one case, the guy wanted to come so badly, but he can't get out because his bomb's dropping all over the place.